and welcome to my podcast about how to learn stuff. Today, we will be learning about how to make your own language. Learning a language takes a lot of work. And I know there's apps like Babbel and Duolingo where you can learn languages, but to make a language, it takes a long time. It took a long time for them to get the Egyptian writing in and how to... Just a lot of stuff to get in and a lot of stuff to start speaking fluent with. So I've been actually learning German on Duolingo. It's a lot of fun learning. I love the German language. I love the architecture of Germany. I hope to go there someday. Today we're going to get started about this first... is about writing language with symbols. Writing symbols is a little bit harder because the symbols have to either make a sound or they make a word, so it's a little harder. There's languages with symbols like Arabic and Chinese and Lao, just to name a few, but it takes a lot of work. Well, anyway, now let's get to the part with it's like the English writing. Well, mainly if it was the English writing, it would just be sounds. It would just be going with sounds. Like, it would be like A, just to make something up, A, D, or A, E, F, def. Would mean a word in English if you speak English. But, anyway, so this, what was I gonna say? Don't you hate it when you forget what you're gonna say? Oh, yes. And I forgot what I was gonna say again. I don't know how to cut on this, but I guess I could do it somewhere. Oh, yeah. If you can learn all the languages, that would be really cool, but it would probably take a lot of time. I have a friend that lives down the street from me, and he's from France. He knows a lot of French, but he also knows English, and he said it took him a lot of time to learn English. And he used a lot of stuff. He used a lot of stuff. And if I was gonna create a language, I would make it where I'd kind of make the word just out of my head. Out of my head, and then I'd really memorize it. Me and my sister once made our own languages, and then we started practicing them and trying to get fluid, and then we just gave up on it because we just had other things to do and you didn't really care about it anymore. But if you really want to start learning making your own language, then you go for it. Go for it. Get your own ideas. This podcast is just about a little bit of the advice for making your own language. Thank you, and I'll see you next episode. Hello, and welcome back to How To with Rhodes Stewart. Or it might say random things, but that's my Google account, and I have a YouTube channel, but that does not matter. I'm really excited about this episode because it's how to make books. And last episode was about language, and you might seem it was a little boring, but this one might be a little more fun. Okay, let's start. Okay, you know how most people, when they were like younger, maybe kindergarten, first grade, or maybe even higher, you would make like little booklets out of pencil and paper, and you'd staple it together. Well, I used to do that. I don't do it anymore. But it was a lot of fun doing it. And a lot of people that are older now, they just make books for a living. But today is how you make a book. I know making books take a lot of practice and hard work. You need to put topics in and chapters if you're gonna have a chapter book, and you have to publish it. But here's just some simple tips of how you can make your own book without even getting it published or anything. Okay, first thing, some people, they'll usually do it pencil and paper. They'll get a pen out and they'll just start writing, and then they'll staple it all together, and then boom, you have a book. But then some people like to get a little more craftier with it, and they'll print it out and make book covers for it. I prefer the fancier way with printing out. And if you don't have a printer, you can still just do hand print. You can still write it down. I usually will write it down because I feel like that's better, and it's better for your mind. But if you're just typing it out, you're getting time on the computer. And if you have a screen time limit or something, then it's probably not the best choice, and you're gonna have to write it down. I usually, I don't like to type down on computers because it takes longer. But if I'm writing, I can actually feel what I'm writing. I can imagine it. So I prefer that better than just typing it down on a keyboard, because that wouldn't be as better. Okay, next thing is you're going to have to pick a topic. You need a topic, topics there's mysteries, and you need a genre, but there could be a topic of finding Bigfoot, or a topic of mysteries that are found somewhere. It's, you can do it any way you want to. I'm not the creator of making what you're gonna do, what your create book creations are gonna be like. I'm not that person. You can do whatever you want with it. Anyway, now let's get on to actually getting it. If you want to publish it or anything, you're gonna want to get a deal with a publishing company, but that's kind of hard work. Not really, but it kind of is. But then you can do where you make books, you make a little stand outside in front of your house, and you sell them for at least $1 or something like that if they're cheap books. But then if you want to go really hardcore onto the books, printing them out, making them really nice, and publish them, then you go for it. And you can do anything you want with making your own books. Say for the last time, I'm not the person who creates the books. Now, if you want to make it a history book, if you want it to be a history book, then you're going to want to really research. There's sites like Wikipedia and History Channel and a lot of other sites, and that will really help you when you're making your informational books. It helps because you can get knowledge off them and research. And that's all for today's episode. See you next episode, which will come out on Sunday, October something. I can't remember, but it's this Sunday, this week. And so I look forward to seeing you on next podcast. And yeah, you'll see next podcast on. Also, I want to talk about how I'm gonna, what is my channel's about. I haven't really introduced that to you. It's just about how to do stuff in your normal everyday life. Thank you for listening to my podcast. See you next episode.